Hi, Adal. How was the show?
It was another live episode of The Dork Forest that is available on Bandcamp, thedorkforest.bandcamp.com,
sure.
For $2.
$2. Buy Jackie a cup of coffee right now.
Or just shy of a cup of coffee, because I believe
they're a cup of coffee.
$2.75 for a cup of coffee these days, you guys. But $2 over at thedorkforest.bandcamp.com. Regular episodes are freebie every week, sometimes twice a week. And this one is a live one at the Toronto Just for Laughs 42. It's called JFL 42.
JFL 42.
I was like, what's the 42 all about? Nobody knew. Sort of like Boxing Day. And then someone knew.
What was it?
42 headliners. They picked 42 headliners, both local and international. And the local comics are like, yeah. And this one, so I did a couple of, I opened for Maria once. She opened for me once.
Nice.
Just did a 10. And with a local, because I got Don Whitwell, a local Toronto comic, to open for me as well. A lot of great comics in Toronto.
Yeah.
So it was super fun. And then Chris Locke opened a different time. He's a local guy. And so I got to do two long sets. Maria got to do two long sets, and I opened for her both times. And I snapped at one of her shows. Because there was just a pad of some Friday night, we're going to go see comedy, instead of we're going to go see Maria Bamford. And so they didn't know what they were seeing. And so I mentioned I was from Wisconsin, and a guy in the fifth or sixth row yells out, the Packers suck. And I was like,
they're Canadian. Why do they care about American football?
Why do they? And my Star Wars t-shirt didn't give it away. That my AT-ATS in Love t-shirt.
Didn't say, I could Packers give, fan.
I didn't say, I could, I wish you the best with your football love. But so I snapped a little bit. But then I did a live Dork Forest, which was super fun.
But you got it back.
I got the audience back.
You got the audience back.
I always get the audience
you're
back.
You're good. You're professional. What are you worried about?
I had to go into the vault, though. I didn't want to go into the vault, but I went into the vault because I was so mad that anyone would dare to speak at a Maria Bamford show. Because all I could do was, then I was spinning that I was like, is he going to yell during her set? And, you know, because my job, whenever I open for anyone, is to set the table.
Is to bounce the people out?
Set the table for the show that is about to begin.
Right, but not...
No, I don't have to physically get involved, but clearly I have to mentally get involved because there was a committee meeting going on during my set.
During your set.
About that guy.
Right,
and
right.
What he was going to be like. And Bamford, it's not like Maria Bamford just started doing stand-up comedy.
No, she's a trained professional.
As well.
Yes.
She would have dealt with that gentleman just fine if he had chosen to yell during her set.
Just fine.
Yes. He did not. It turned out.
Okay, so we're making some progress here, I think. Your time's about up. No.
Oh, and we're done. But this is a longer one because we have to talk about the fact that it's not really the Dork Forest, that it's you and me. This is the regularly, it's the Andy bonus, Phone bonus.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what this is.
That's right.
They're on every episode. And with the Bandcamp, the premium episodes, this is what you get for free, you and me. Talking about the show that they could go buy.
Just you and I.
For $2.
For $2.
Over at thedorkforest.bandcamp.
Right.
And this one's with Todd Berry.
These are people who are hearing this. And we're luring them over to Bandcamp.
Right, from thedorkforest.com.
Excellent.
Or dorkforest.com. Or jackiecation.com. I don't think there's a player over there anymore.
All right, Jura. We have cast a line out. With a wriggling hook on the end.
Zzz. Do you like my sound effect?
I do like that.
That's my fishing line.
We're trolling for your $2.
Exactly. If you want to hear Todd Berry and Maria Bamford.
What was
and
Todd
Amanda
Berry's dorkdom?
Perrin Brooke or Amanda Brooke Perrin. I wonder which one it is. Guess what? If you go over there, you'll find out. We went with her dorkdom. She was the first one to come up with a dorkdom.
Oh, okay.
So Amanda's dorkdom was cheese.
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 Grommet, it's cheese.
And tell me about her...
All the cheeses. All of them.
All the cheeses.
Her favorite, some sort of apple smoked, possibly, or an apple and smoked and maybe...
Cheddar?
It's a cheddar. At the end of it all, there was a cheddar.
There was a word cheddar at the end of it.
She was pretty unmoved by a Swiss, my favorite cheese.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She likes a pungent cheese. She likes a cheese with some bite.
Okay.
Though she also enjoys nachos, which has a fake cheese.
Oh, she just likes the fake cheese goo?
She don't mind the goo. She don't mind it. Well, when you go to a galaxy game.
I guess if you're a... Well, no.
They use real?
Yeah, yeah. You can get chips with the fake cheese drizzled over it.
Mm-hmm.
Or.
And this is if you treat yourself right over at Galaxy.
Yourself right at the Galaxy Games, you can get real nachos, which has meat and sour cream and guacamole and salsa and some shredded cheese.
Oh, shredded cheese, which is usually cheddar.
Cheddar and a Monterey Jack, probably a mix.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. She would like all of that.
I say treat yourself right.
Yeah. Bring it up a notch.
Don't do the fake cheese. Although I guess if you're a cheese dork.
Right. All
the cheeses, even if they're fake.
She can appreciate the value of each cheese.
Ersatz cheese.
And then this weeded off into what Todd loves. Todd loves a coffee shop, and he also loves yelping a coffee shop. He advocates a 3.5 stars.
Oh, okay.
He thinks that, and this spoiler alert, I guess I should probably make you go listen to it, but here's a scoop. One of his reasons for that was because he thinks that the stars are brought down by one disgruntled customer. And so it would be 4 stars if there wasn't one person who gave it 1 star.
Right. Might
have been a bad day.
There's always some jackass
who didn't have a good time.
Asked the barista out. And she turned him down.
Oh.
And he gave it a bad
star. Wow, he created quite a story around that one. I thought maybe just bad service one day. One day.
No,
just kind of a crummy.
Why would anybody be bad service? Why wouldn't there be just one guy in the audience yelling out,
hey, the Packers suck.
Hey, the Packers suck.
It might be that guy.
Didn't have to do with you at all.
Might have been.
Might have been that same guy.
Following Yelp around to Todd Berry's different places that he goes to on the road. And then Maria Bamford started talking about great coffee shops, what she looks for at a coffee shop.
Great coffee shops.
Of the world. Like if I'm going to Toledo in a couple of days.
Which you are.
Which I am. And Maria taught me this on Yelp, is if you Google, essentially, put into the search field at Yelp, pour over coffee, you will find your people. You will find hipsters. You will find people that you're like, oh, I wish I were friends with these people in Toledo. And it will make you want to move to Toledo.
Okay.
Just for a moment.
I've always wanted to go to Toledo to buy a sword.
Oh, right, because of the Toledo steel.
That's right.
I don't know that Toledo, Ohio is the maker. I've been to Toledo, Iowa.
Oh.
I've been to many Toledos.
What? Wait, no. Wait, there's more?
Wait, there's more. I've never been to Toledo, Spain. Fight? They do not. They have dive bars where people are calling it, pretty sure.
Where people are giving up.
Well, it's a very small town. It's probably just the meetings and the bars in the winter.
Right.
So, and in the summer, well, it's harvest time. Right. You gotta put the crops in. Anyway, it was a great dork forest. And it was very fun. And
excellent.
There is, of course, a teaser clip on the YouTube page.
And this has been fun, too.
And this has been quite lovely. And we will see you next time for another regular episode of The Dork Forest. So go over to thedorkforest.bandcamp if you want. And if you don't want, don't worry about it. There'll be another episode. Thanks for listening, folks.